This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Air traffic took off in November at Dallas Love Field. That's thanks in part to the end of the Wright Amendment in October. Airline passenger traffic rose almost 40% at Love Field in November compared to a year earlier. One big difference was the repeal of the restrictive Wright Amendment. It ended October 13th of 2014. But that wasn't the only difference. Love Field added carrier Virgin America to the competitive mix, while its dominant airline, Southwest, added more and larger planes with more destinations. Southwest spokesman Brad Hawkins says all those elements worked together.
Up 37% for one of the top five metro areas in the United States is really an unheard of kind of jump. And obviously, that does not occur in a vacuum.
Comparing passenger traffic to Love Field in years prior to 2014 saw only minor differences November to November, maybe a percentage point or two. It was nothing like the boost of 2 months ago. Tom Parsons with bestfares.com says there was yet another reason for Love Field's traffic jump in November, aside from the Wright Amendment's demise.
We did increase the traffic and we did increase flights, but the other reason I think people are flocking is because of the low, low airfares we've been seeing. Some of the airfares from Southwest Airlines and American have been some of the cheapest we've seen in years.
Parsons sees many of those low fares continuing on some carriers out of a busier Love Field. What passenger Tom Arnold told KERA in October seems to be holding true.
It's going to open up Dallas Love for tremendous opportunities for growth for this whole area. It's going to be great.
It's unclear how much more traffic Love Field can handle because it remains limited to 20 gates. That was agreed to under the Wright Amendment repeal. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.